back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5, 35 minutes after the hour. Hope everyone is doing well on this Wednesday. Coming up in the next hour from the United Way of Baldwin County, Marina Simpson will be in studio with us. We also got in the 11 o'clock hour, Jefferson County Republican Party chairman and a former legislator, Paul DeMarco, and from Yellowhammer News, my good friend Sean Ross will be with us as he is every Wednesday. So please stay tuned for that. But join us on the line now. I haven't had this guest on before, but I'm very excited to get to know him and talk to him more. State Representative Steve McMillan is on the line. Representative, how are you this morning?
Doing great. Just trying to keep up and catch up.
So let's get into it. Hit hard by Hurricane Sally. How are you faring, and what are you hearing out there?
I was very lucky and fortunate. A neighbor's pine tree fell on my yard, but it didn't do any damage, and we had a couple of young trees that we had planted that may survive. They were just pushed over, and we pulled them back up and staked them out to keep them straight up, so maybe they'll catch on and survive.
Yeah, but other than that, relatively unscathed.
My whole district was demolished. Never saw him. Nobody has seen anything like the debris and trees that we see in this town.
Well, how's the cleanup going?
Real well. It's amazing, the power restoration and the cleanup. Everything to do with it, there's a lot of cooperation. We've noticed that. I've been to the EMA facility in Robert Stale. The state agencies are facilitating distribution of ice and water and commodities and other tarps. There's been a lot of call for tarps. We've got thousands of them on the way. It should be here today, so hopefully we can take care of that need, and it's apparently a widespread need.
And you're getting help from all the, I guess, the other agencies, the state level, federal level, et cetera?
That's right. They're cooperating and coordinating, and we had a conference call yesterday with Representative Brandi Byrne and the governor's office, and the cooperation at every level seems to be very good, including the White House expediting the declaration of disaster, which would make us eligible for FEMA and some of the other things that would be needed.
And this storm, a very unique one. I assume you've been through these, many of these in the past, but for a Category 2, and I guess people not really, you know, Category 2 doesn't set off necessarily the red alarm of a Frederick or a Katrina, but I think it caught a lot of people off guard.
It did, and I don't recall ever hearing the exclamation about the fact that a slow-moving storm is harder to predict and not an unusual thing, apparently, for it to do heavy damage. So we'll just have to see where we go from here with that. But I think there were a lot of people that were unprepared, just didn't think it would take that eastern turn that apparently it took close to the last minute.
And they typically speed up when they make landfall. This just kind of hung out, and then made its all way up through, throughout the day, all the way up through Baldwin County and northeast.
Yeah, absolutely. And because I slept through it, I decided there was not much I could do. So and did not anticipate it being more than a Cat 1. Actually, I've talked to a lot of people the same way. Went to bed thinking everything would be fine, and woke up shortly after midnight, found out that it was worse than they had anticipated it would be.
Yeah, because I live in Daphne, but as we didn't lose power till maybe early in the morning, the day of landfall, and yeah. I thought, well, it's just now catching up. It won't be that bad. Boy, was I wrong. I totally misjudged this one as well.
That while we're talking about the trees and the wind and the water, let me caution people. There are a lot of trucks out there that are hauling debris, and that's going to be going on for a long time. So be careful, because some of them are very large trucks with very large trailers in addition to the truck. And they're heavy and they're fast, moving fast, doing a lot of good work. I'm not being critical at all, but just be aware that there's going to be more heavy equipment on the road than we've seen probably ever throughout the county.
I mean, that's typically the word to the wise. There is just being patient. You're gonna have to deal with that. But the more patient you are, the sooner they're able to get the work done and then get back to normal, right?
Exactly. And at intersections where debris has been piled up, sometimes you have to ease out into the main artery, and that's where it can be tricky. Because I had one come by me going way too fast yesterday. Fortunately, I had been cautious and didn't get hit, but it could easily happen, and that's why it's fresh on my mind.
Yeah, and people just aren't accustomed to that, that heavy equipment out there. But it looks like things are going in a good direction. It looks like power is being restored. It's still going to be very slow going for a lot of people, but it's certainly getting a lot of outside help from around, not just around the state, but around the region.
Oh, it's amazing the number of teams that they brought in from other companies, utility companies. The one I've seen from the furthest distance was one from Virginia. And I was impressed by that and gave them a thumbs up and yelled thank you when we rode by, because without those people, we'd be a while getting this done. When you consider I know y'all have already broadcast the numbers, but 4,300 trees on EMC's lines, that kind of thing, it's just mind-boggling.
What about some of the other aspects of the economy? I know not exactly the season. The tour season has kind of come and gone, but October's still a big month for a lot of people. Also, agriculture, certainly in that part of Baldwin County. A lot of other things that we got to work through in the wake of this storm.
Absolutely, and I want people not to be discouraged, because there is available assistance. Everybody's not going to be made whole. That's not what it's intended to do. But we, FEMA's finally gotten here. I say finally gotten here. I sound like some of the other people that are impatient. But they are here now. They're holding a workshop, I know, this morning. We've got people there that we hopefully will learn enough about it to be able to answer questions or direct people in the proper direction as far as assistance and that sort of thing. So just stay in touch with the constituent offices and the county offices, state facilities and federal facilities, and we're all working together, we can get it done. I was impressed yesterday on our conference call that we had officials from every level of government, and almost every person that spoke, from the mayors on up, were complimentary of the cooperation that we've experienced so far.
It sounds to me like, that agriculture component's going to be big. A lot of pecan orchards hit. But the beaches and places down south there, maybe not as bad as it could have been with the storm surge and things of that nature.
Absolutely. And I have talked to several people that were in condos that said the wind was blowing so hard it blew rain in under the doors. So there was a lot of wind and a lot of rain. It looked to me like the places that I saw where the trees were over, that they got pushed over from the north, which I thought was kind of interesting. And I know we had some tornadoes, because we had some near my neighborhood. I could tell the way the pine trees were just twisted off, snapped like matchsticks. That's the amazing thing to me, is the utility poles that get just snapped off about 3 to 5 feet above the ground level.
When do we rebuild and get, we're talking about some of the things we need to do, at least maybe on the legislative level, making more stricter or more, the building requirements to withstand some of this. Insurance, maybe that helps mitigate some of the insurance increases. But do you need to, are there things to look at when you guys get back into regular session or whenever that may be, with a special session, if that happens? Are there things you think that ought to be looked at?
We probably will have some other things that will come up, but since 2006, the legislators, primarily from Mobile and Baldwin, have passed 24 bills pertaining to insurance. A good number of those were consumer protection type legislation, And then some of them were amendments to laws that we passed early on and found out there were flaws in the implementation. So we went back and changed those where we could. But we've done a lot of stuff. Probably, I don't know of any other state that's done the things we've done, in particular the consumer-oriented ones for consumer protection. And we've got several things in place that should prohibit that, but there's always going to be somebody out there looking for an easy buck. So be sure and question anybody that knocks on your door and wants to do work. I'll give you a quick example. One of the storms we had, this guy went in one of the neighborhoods and did a really good job on a house, and then other neighbors saw that and were impressed with it, so they asked him if he'd do work for them, and he said, sure, I'll be glad to, but I'm going to need the money up front to buy the materials. I'll need half the cost up front. He did that to about six or eight people, and they never saw him again. Took the up front money and skipped town. The same guy did the same thing in Mississippi and in Florida. And the last time I heard from him, he was serving a 5-year sentence, and we haven't gotten him yet. So he may wind up being one of our guests before it's all over.
Let's hope so. But, you know, you talk about increasing penalties for those that are trying to take advantage of the vulnerable. Maybe that's something that's been considered for – I know we considered it in the last session, just didn't get to the Senate. But that stuff that's got to get done sooner rather than later, it seems.
Yeah, I agree. And a lot of what we've done here benefits North Alabama, where it's more prone to the tornado occurrences. A lot of people don't realize it, but unless it's changed in the last year or so, there are more deaths annually in Alabama from tornadoes than any other state in the nation.
Right. Well, and that, you know, that means everybody ought to be interested in this issue. But the building requirements, too, those need to be looked at. It seems, I know that things have really changed since in my youth. They've gotten stricter, and these buildings along the coast seem to be way more durable than they used to be. But is there work to be done there?
One of the leaders in the industry on this hazardous protection and so forth from construction hazards was in town and surveyed the Gulf, the two, three cities on the Fort Morgan Gulf Shores, North Beach, and he toured those yesterday, and I'm anxious to get a report back from him, because his company has done, it's a non-profit insurance oriented, but they have done a lot of experimenting and have been a real asset in us knowing what to put in our building standards and building codes, and it has been upgraded. You're exactly right. We still have ways to go. One of the problems we got is there are counties in the state that don't even have building inspectors, so it doesn't do much good to have the higher standards if you don't have a building inspector or somebody that's responsible and accountable for seeing that they are implemented fully.
Well, I mean, is it something that needs to be done through local legislation, or should it be left up to the local governments? Because obviously you need stricter building codes in Baldwin County than you would in perhaps Lamar County or somewhere.
Well, you're right. But these things, first of all, there's usually a pretty good allowance by the insurance department and reduction of premiums as an incentive to use these fortified construction techniques. I can't remember the number now, but Alabama has led the nation, I think, every year since we got involved with it. We've had Smart Home Alabama, we've had staff people that are working for that nonprofit that have traveled all over the United States educating other people on what we've done in Alabama. So I think that's a real feather in our cap. We get national and international recognition.
Representative, we got to get to a break here, but thank you for making time for us. Stay safe, and hopefully we get you on again real soon.
Look forward to it.
That was State Representative Steve McMillan here on the program. We got to get in a timeout. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
We're told I don't need your prayers. It's- she always my